One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Liberty Township, Ohio. I am headed your way Friday, February 16th and Saturday, February 17th. Winnipeg, my first time headed your way. I'll be there Friday, March 1st and Saturday, March 2nd. Omaha, we're going to do it this time. I promise you, last time we got our flights canceled. This time, we're taking a straight shot. I'll be there Friday, March 29th and Saturday, March 30th. Columbus, Ohio. I'm fired up to head your way. Never been there. My first time coming to your beautiful city. I'll be there Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th. Los Angeles. I'm excited to announce that I'm part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. I have my own show Sunday, May 12th at the Bourbon Room. You guys ask me, how come you're not on Netflix? Well, here's a chance to sell this thing out and show them why I should be. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. All tickets available at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Very excited to have you here. I'm Ryan Sickler. We got today's guest, Josh Wolf, everybody.
What's
Welcome
going on,
to the
man?
Way Back, Josh Wolf. Thank you for being here.
Dude, I love this seat.
Yeah, so this is what the show's all about. It's just about, you know, way back when and another time. And as soon as people walk in the studio, this is the first thing they see. And I love it because it's a new podcast and most people, I don't even tell them about it. When they come in, they're like, what's that? I'm like, oh, that's this new one I'm doing. But Honeydew's next door. We can do this after if you want. And they all do it. So,
well, I used to sit in the back of a station
that's
wagon.
That's what everybody says.
Looking out the back.
Mostly because our guests are older.
So I grew up in Massachusetts. And we had this old, gigantic Buick Brown, one of those massive station wagons, you know what I mean? And we were driving on the Mass Pike one day. I think we were driving to Cape Cod. Princess. And
what do you bite?
She's digging on her
she's
asshole.
She's tearing up her nose.
My mom was farting real bad. And my dad pulled the car over.
And you're in this seat looking out the
we're
back.
We're out the back. But you could hear him from the front like, Ellen! She was killing it up there. And my dad pulls the car over and he was, and I hear her go, well, what do you want me to do? And he goes, I don't know, but you got to get out and walk it off. So she got out and walked up and down by the car and did a couple of old person, you know, walk farts and then got back in. And he said, did you fart it out? And she was like, we'll see. And we got back and we kept driving. Can I tell you, man, there was this girl that I used to have sex with. And after we would have sex in the morning, she would get up and go get donuts.
That's nice.
One day she comes back with no donuts. And I go, what's going on? She goes, well, I got to tell you now. I said, what? She goes, well, I never wanted to shit at your house. So I would go shit at the donut shop and get donuts.
That's sweet.
Right? And she said, but this morning the donut shop's closed, so I got to shit at your house.
Well, she earned it.
Yeah.
She earned it.
I was like, you could shit at the house. She was like, it was such a young relationship. And then I saw how much you liked donuts. And I was like, you should still go get donuts, but you can also, but you can also take a shit at the house. Yeah.
So tell me what growing up with was like, because I know we've heard all the stories about you being a parent coming up and stuff, but what was it like vacations? Did you go on vacations? What was it like growing up? You have a brother?
Three older brothers.
Three older brothers.
I was the youngest of four boys.
Your parents together?
Parents together.
Okay.
We had zero money.
Yeah. And where is this at the
Massachusetts
time? Okay, Massachusetts.
You know, like three older brothers is that's why you develop a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, they...
You're the one they didn't give a shit about.
Oh, my! I had no rules with my parents. Like, I could come home
you
when...
You had no curfew.
No curfew, dude. Oh, I didn't have curfew.
I always envied those kids in
I didn't have curfew.
High school. But then after I didn't have parents, guess who else didn't have a curfew? But I was like,
Or a house.
Lost my parents. But I didn't have a curfew. Or a house. You're right. But...
Yeah, it's hard
to
have.
I can roam the streets all I want because nobody cares. Yeah, dude,
hard to have a curfew when you got nowhere to go home to.
Yeah, exactly.
My parents didn't. Oh. They were just at the don't die stage, right?
Yes. And yeah, they seen it. They got three other boys already. They've probably seen it all. Like, you'll be fine. Just everything. Don't fucking die.
And you know, I didn't get beat up as much as my other brothers, but I got mentally tortured. Like,
did you get in fights growing up?
Nah, I was always just, it's never been my nature.
Yeah.
I've always been just someone who's wanted people to get along.
Yeah.
Like an arms wide open, because I just never, you know what I mean? Like, not like in a Creed way. Yeah, but I just never understood. It was always just so much easier when we were all nice to each other. That was harder to convince to my older brothers. Yeah. One of my older brothers used to fart in my mouth, man. Oh, did I ever tell you about that? Oh, okay. So he used to fart in my mouth, right? And
while you were sleeping, or would he catch you watching TV, like mouth breathing? And
oh
stuff?
No, he'd say, "I'm gonna fart in your mouth."
He gave you a heads up.
Oh, there's no. And so I would fight, right? But he was so much bigger than me, he would just fart in my mouth. So then I went to my dad once, and I was like, "Hey, dude, he's farting in my mouth." And my dad goes, well, "What are you doing? What are you doing to?" I go, well, I fight him and I punt, but he beats me up and then he farts in my mouth. And my dad was like, well, it seems to me you could either get beat up and get a fart in your mouth or just take the fart in your mouth. And I said to my dad, or you could tell him to stop. Yeah. That's why I came to you.
Parent.
You're the grown up.
You can parent, you son of a bitch.
I came yeah. here to get, right? So the next time my brother came to fart in my mouth, dude, he goes, I want to fart in your mouth. I was like, do it. And he goes, well, I'm not going to do it if you like it, you fucking weirdo.
That was it.
And I turned my dad. I was like, you were right. I should have just taken the fart in the mouth. And he was like, yeah. He was like, I didn't think it was going
to
work out that way, but I'm glad.
Breaking wind, bro.
Yeah, dude. Wind. Sometimes, listen, dude, man.
Brother stuff is gross. So I have a twin brother, right? And we would sleep in twin beds side by side. I always say fraternal twin brother, identical twin beds. And we're sleeping at night. And you know, this is elementary school for sure. This is probably fourth, fifth grade. And I'm sleeping and I just feel these. I just feel something hitting my face. I'm like, what the fuck? And I go, what are you doing? And he's dying laughing. I go, what are you doing? He's like, I'm picking my nose and I'm rolling my boogies. And I'm flicking them at you. And he's nailing me. They're pelting my face. I'm like, You son of a bitch.
Yo, I had a friend over.
Flicking boogies on me, dude.
By the way, that's a good
that's
shot.
That's brother stuff. He was good. He'd just sit there and like rainbow it up. But I'd feel him just tapping my face.
Yeah, because they're kind of light.
Little tiny taps.
Like, how many hit before you woke up,
at
I
least
wonder?
Three or four at least. Oh, you mean before I woke up? Because I still wasn't sure. I'm like, huh? You know, another one hit. He's over there. He's bullseyeing me, dude.
Boys are gross. They're like, they'll do shit to each other. That my brother once, he knew that I like to jump into my bed. I was scared of monsters.
Mm-hmm.
So he put some tacks facing upwards. So when I jumped into my bed, I had landed on the tacks.
Damn.
Yeah. I remember jumping and going, and just hearing from the other room. Oh,
yeah. You don't even need to be there to see it.
No, he knew what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
I will tell you though, I grew up in Western Mass. In a small town called Amherst. And I will tell you, man, it was like, we did grow up in the 80s, but it was like I grew up in an 80s movie. It was such a cool place. Yo, we used to go outside of the neighborhood. There were kids in the neighborhood. So we'd go outside and just a neighborhood game of kick the can.
Yeah.
Right? And it would just be.
God, like, as someone else, like, I've never played kick the can. That's such an old person's game.
Yeah, it is.
Old, but we always had a ball somewhere.
But we had a ball too. Yeah. But like when you got together
but
at night.
The neighborhood kids, we could get together. 10 of them.
Easy.
Football in the cemetery. We used to play football in a cemetery.
We used
all
to
the time.
Light caterpillars on fire. There was a period of time, I think it was in the 80s, when there was a crazy caterpillar infestation in the Northeast, mm-hmm. at least in Massachusetts. But we used to just get these caterpillars in big piles and just, it was the 80s. We were feral kids, you know what I mean? And we used to just light them on fire. I
mean, you play in the woods. Were you in a woods kid?
Yeah, we played in the woods. But you got to remember that, like, when over the summer you left your house and you came home when the lights came on. That was it. And there was no cell phone. You know, I'm sure parents were like, I hope he comes back. Do you know what I'm saying? There was nothing, but we didn't think twice about it. We got on our fucking bikes. I put my baseball glove on my, whatever you call it. And we just drove to the park and we hung out at the park all day. Played baseball, all that
shit. So you grew up in the rural area. Did you ever pool hop? Did you ever do any of that?
No, but I had a friend who did that until one of my friends broke his legs.
Oh, really?
No water in the pool. Yeah, and it was nighttime, right?
That motherfucker's hopping out of the pool.
It was nighttime, so my friends who were with him said all they heard was when he jumped in, because he would jump in and go, or whatever, he would scream. But they were like, that scream is lasting longer than the other ones because there was no water. So it was a little deeper of a drop. Yeah, he broke his leg. And so, yeah, I never did that. But we did shit like, man.
Like, what would you do growing up? You guys do pranks? What would you do?
Yeah, we threw snowballs at cars. We slushed on the back of cars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What did you slush with? We did it with like lunch trays.
We never did. We didn't get any lunch trays.
Where you would grab the bumper?
Yeah, we would have the, would you stand?
Yeah, you go.
Oh, feet, no, we never did it like
or
that.
Or kneel, or you would kneel on the lunch
tray.
Yeah,
we'd have that silver disc, you know,
that you
one,
went down
the one at Chevy Chase. Yeah, that
Yo,
one.
Yo, dude, those things went downhill so fucking fast.
It would hop hard. It would hop hard as shit, too.
When you went down the hill, that thing went fast downhill.
It hauled ass downhill.
And when you started doing this, so when you got on the back of the bumper, you went on one of those. Didn't it like spark and shit?
Yeah, and it would bounce hard as shit, but not if there was enough. Because we'd hook it to a tractor, too, and roll around the yards, things like that. I was just had my buddy here, Jim Grindstaff. We still laugh about this to this day. Like, I was like, I knew you were addicted. This is when I knew you were addicted to cigarettes. We're probably seniors. And there's a college. It's now, I think it's called McDaniel. But when I grew up, it was called Western Maryland College. And it's where the Ravens and everybody would do training camp before they built all their bigger facilities and shit. You know, they go to like an old college, just use their practice fields. And they had a big golf course there. So in the winter, it had a monster fucking hill. And everyone would go sleigh ride. And we hadn't seen our buddy Jim in a while. And I just remember we're at the bottom of the hill. We would take inner tubes. That was the big thing. Mm-hmm. For that, you would take 18 like truck tire inner tubes. Because you could put two or three people in them and everybody holds on. You're hauling ass. And I get to the bottom of the hill. I see this guy at the top and this guy's coming down and it's a fucking torch. His face is on fire. And as he goes by, I'm like, it's Jimmy. This dumb motherfucker put a cigarette in his mouth. And then as he's going down, the wind is pushing it all back into his fucking face. And he looks like we just talked about the other day. That's when I knew you were addicted to cigarettes. He's like, yeah, I didn't think that went through. He said.
Where did you get your, when you were growing up, where did you get your booze?
Do you ever get into bed and start checking all your social media apps and all of a sudden 45 minutes have passed? If you're a nighttime doom scroller, let Calm help you form new and healthy bedtime habits this year. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Calm recognizes that everyone faces unique challenges in their daily lives, that mental health needs differ from person to person, and that time for meditation may vary. And since self-practices are so deeply personal, Calm strives to provide content that caters to your preferences and needs. Their meditations range from focuses on anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus to building habits, and taking care of your physical well-being. The Calm app puts the tools you need to feel better in your back pocket. If you go to calm.com/wayback, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. Stress less, sleep more, and live better with Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/wayback. Go to calm.com/wayback for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/wayback. The Wayback is sponsored by BetterHelp. A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right, but sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether it's with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. You know, I believe in therapy. I talk about therapy all the time. It's muscles of the mind. It's helped me so many times over the years with relationships, with family, with friends, with my child, all of it. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/wayback today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wayback. Oh, man.
So I had three other brothers, right?
Yeah.
And so I never had to lag for booze. And I remember they got me a keg. My parents went away on vacation and I threw this party. And I dropped, this is how dumb teenagers are. Party was great. I made like something like $1,500.
Mm-hmm. How?
I charged at the door.
There you go.
And I emptied out every room in my house except for two. I put everything in the house in those two rooms. Locked the doors. Mm-hmm. Everything in every drawer, everything. Bedrooms were locked, right? So there was nothing that anybody could take. My friend dropped a keg and it went through the hardwood floor in the dining room.
That's gonna be a problem.
So, you know, when you're a 17-year-old boy, the guy was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's all right. I'll just move. It was in the dining room. I was like, I'll just move the dining room table and the rug over 4 inches. Who'll know? Well, I'll tell you who'll know, a fucking grown up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A grown person who designed that room and put the table where she wanted it. It's the first thing she said when she walked in after a week's vacation. Why'd you move the table? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. She said, well, the table got moved. Let's move it back. And then I was like, well, maybe she won't notice.
A hole in the floor.
She did.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, guess where that $1,500 went? That was a bummer.
You know, we used to throw. So listen, after I have no parents, this is 10th grade. So from 10th grade through 12th grade, it's our place is the spot. It's everyone is there.
Oh, that's right.
Monday to Sunday. Yeah.
Where were everyone. You getting booze?
What we would do, there was a ski place called Ski Liberty in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It was trash. And guys would go up there to ski and then they would... They would steal some brand new skis from somebody while they were in like the lounge or whatever. And then we'd come back to the party and we'd sell a $20 raffle ticket. And we'd raffle those motherfucking skis off for $20 and we would make hundreds of dollars. Here's the other thing we do in the winter too.
Did anybody know where the ski?
If you can't, everyone knew they were stolen. Okay. Nobody gave a shit. And it would be like, okay, Greg stole these from Ski Liberty today, everybody. All right, like that was part of the sales pitch. These are brand new. You could tell they were just cleaned and waxed.
Oh my god.
The other thing we would do in the winter, because everybody have to come in because it's so cold in the winter in Maryland. We take everybody's jacket and we put it in a room and we lock it. And if you were a fucking dick face, we kicked you out and you just didn't get your jacket. We just keep your fucking jacket. You got to go home like that. But
did
we
you sell the jacket?
Beer. No. We should have sold.
Yeah, you hit
it
right.
We would get our beer a few places. So again, going back, it's funny. Jim Grindstaff. Jim was one of those guys that was bald by 12th grade. So
yeah.
He could grow a full fucking beard. Right. And I mean, there'd be times where he'd go into a store for us and they'd call him sir. And we'd be like, Jesus Christ, you know, like, thank you, sir. But I had a couple fake IDs. I had went down to Baltimore City to get this ID from this place called McCrory's.
Did you put your real name on the ID?
No.
What was your fake ID?
I really don't remember. My first one, I don't remember. The second one, honest to God, I had a guy. He wasn't even my race. He was a mixed dude that looked a little bit like Prince. And I would just use it.
Can I tell you?
I would use it.
The reason I ask about the
Listen, go ahead. I'm going to tell you.
The reason I ask about the first and last name is because I made the mistake, the first fake ID, of not using my first name. And he called me by it. And I didn't answer. And I was like, yeah, mental note. Put your first name on the next one. Yeah, yeah.
No, I memorized everything. I had my friends quiz me, when's my birthday? You know, all that shit. But I looked like, he looked like Prince. And I used it. I used it a few times. I used it. I went to a bar back in the day. Some of you older dudes will remember this, and ladies. I went to a bar called Hammerheads in West Virginia with some friends. And I used it. And the bouncer laughed so fucking hard that he let me in. He's like, I can't even believe you just rolled up here with this. And he's like, this is absolutely ridiculous that you even gave this to me. But he's laughing as he says it. I go, what are you talking about? Yeah. You know, and I'm just staying with it. Like,
and he was like,
my name's Greg Johnson. You know, yeah, all right. And then he gives it back to me and lets me in. Another place I went to in downtown Sykesville, I wish I could remember the name of this place, but it was right on the train tracks. And it was a rough bar. And I had no business being in this bar, but I was like, fuck it. I'm going to put my nuts up here and try this thing. And I'm 16, 17. I go in, I give him this thing. Guy looks at it and he goes, what are you doing out here? I go, oh, my aunt lives out here. And he goes, fucking case of beer right on the counter. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Now, the most dangerous place we went, because you didn't need an ID, we found out they would sell to underage, was this place called Curly's, West Baltimore. These are wire neighborhoods.
Really?
Yeah.
Did so you guys call them Packies? Package stores?
Mm-mm. If you heard somebody call something a Packy in Maryland or Baltimore, it wasn't a Packy. It definitely wasn't the bag.
Got it. Yeah.
Especially in the 80s, yeah. I would be pretty positive of that. But we go to this store, and it was owned by this Asian family, and they didn't give a fuck. It was all bulletproof glass, and we were not supposed to be there. And not only were we not supposed to be there, we'd all go. It'd be eight of us deep, white kids rolling into this fucking West Baltimore neighborhood. When you see signs for lake trout and all that shit, you know you're getting into the city neighborhoods that you are going to definitely be noticed.
Okay.
And we would walk into this thing, 17, 18 years old, and guys outside like, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
You all ain't 21. What are you doing down here? White boys from the county. You ain't 21. That's it. Well done, Kirsten.
Is that where you used to buy your booze from?
Curly's, bro. That's one of them. So we used to go in this neighborhood, and then we park on the side, and you'd go in there, and it's all bulletproof glass on the inside. And what they would do is they would put the whatever package you wanted in this bulletproof glass turnstile at the counter, and then spin it around so you could get your shit. Money first, then you get your shit. So we'd go into this fucking neighborhood, and we'd be like, give us a case of Coors Light. This motherfucker didn't give a shit. He absolutely knew you weren't 21. He was throwing Bush Light up, or whatever he wanted to get rid of was what he was giving us. And we go, no, we want Coors Light. And he just like, Bush Light. And he'd turn it around, make us take our money. And we would get and so some of us would park on the side and wait right here with these guys. And these were the guys going, dang, 21, yelling in the door.
They're like, shut the fuck up.
No, hell no, ain't no way. That's these guys. This is exactly where we used to go off of Belvedere. We were 17, 18 going to this fucking neighborhood. I mean, that's Baltimore City right there, bro. But
they didn't.
Always. They never not served. Never.
We would drive to Vermont because you could be 18 and buy in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And if you found somebody at a liquor store over a certain age, look at this
neighbor.
Yeah, look at this.
That's furniture outside.
Yo, that's a white dude.
You know what's funny? It's indoor furniture outside. You know
that
what I
mean? Should be the name
Spin
of the
around
store.
On the other side of the street. What's over here? Oh yeah,
that's your car. There.
That's right where we would park.
Yeah, that's where you parked.
We'd park right over there and be scared to death. Like Jesus Christ, hurry the fuck up! Hurry the fuck up! Hurry the fuck up!
I remember the first weed dealer's place I ever went into, and I was probably 18 years old, And I sit down and he has this Doberman. And first of all, I hated going to why I like weed stores way more. I don't want to watch you play Call of Duty, Travis. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to smoke this weed.
I don't want
to
smoke
it. Me with you. I want to get this and get the fuck out.
Do you
here.
Build ships? That's cool.
Yeah, that's
I don't
cool.
want to see your toy
oh,
ships.
You're a Lego fan?
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. I don't want to have to pretend this dude. I come and sit down, and I think he was just trying to scare me. He had this Doberman sit right in front of me and just growl. And he was like, don't move too quick. And I sat there.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too.
It, dude, listen, he came out. I was buying a 20-sack at the time. It took him 15 minutes.
Always, forever, right?
It took
always.
Him 15 minutes, and that dog just stared at me and fucking growled. And he went to hand me the weed, and as my hand got close to his hand, the dog leaned in, growled.
Oh, like, oh, don't you touch my man.
Dude, I was just like, just go ahead and drop the.
I'll get it on my way
yeah,
out.
I'll kick it out. You know? Yo, that scared the fuck out of me. It was so different than any other drug dealer. They're just lonely dudes who want you to sit down and talk to them for a little while.
Every interaction is probably in and out, in and out, in and out.
Did you ever dine and dash?
It's funny you say that because I was never a kid that stole or anything like that. But when I went to Europe for a month, I
stole from Cumberland Farms.
You did?
I used to love stealing from Cumberland Farms.
I went to Europe for a month to play soccer. I made one of the U.S. teams.
How old?
I was 16, made an under 17. My brother and I both made this under 17 teams. USA team was one of the teams that we got to go.
Dude, that's not a tiny little deal. I didn't know you were that
awesome. Yeah, I was on JUCO, bro. Community college, man. I went as far as I could wherever I was. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, so we get to spend a month in Europe. Everybody else is like, oh, I went backpacking in Europe. Like the truth is this, I think about this all the time. Soccer and comedy have taken me everywhere in life. They've taken me everywhere in life. Soccer and comedy. And we get to go over there for a month. We're in Edinburgh. That's where we end up. That's our last stop. So I've never been to Edinburgh for comedy, but I've been to Edinburgh. Castles, all this. But there's this Pizza Hut that we go in one day. And I mean, this is the end of the trip. We're 16. Our parents are like, fuck you. All of them. No, we're not sending you money. I don't have any anyway. So we eat at this Pizza Hut and we sit at this table like we're sitting right here. And right here is an exit door. I mean, right here is an exit door. And we're all sitting there and we're like, who's paying for this? I'm like, we're tapped, bro. We have nothing. We've already eaten. And I'm like, push that door. Just push it and see if it opens. And the guy pushes it and it opens. And we just all look at each other. Boom, we go. Okay. Scot-free. Next day we go by again. They look in. They're like, the people are different. I'm like, nah. And they are. So we go eat at Pizza Hut again. We sit at that same table
again.
Dude,
that's so ballsy.
We do the same thing again. We go back the third time. Different people. We do it again, bro. We got three dine and dashes in the same Pizza Hut at the same table at the same door.
That is so
ballsy.
And
I didn't feel bad about it. The first time I did. The third time I didn't. I was like, y'all need a better system. Try to help you, actually.
Yo, that is
crazy. I was back when you could sit in a Pizza Hut, by the way. When it was still a restaurant and not a fucking counter where you just grabbed it and went. You know, they had a fireplace.
What?
They had a salad bar.
Now, they didn't have a salad bar.
They had
a red fireplace
in there. Yeah, bro.
Pizza Hut had a fireplace?
They did. And if
I remember that fucking salad bar.
In high school, if you got 3.0 or higher, that was considered honor roll, and you would get a free personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut. So you'd go all excited and you'd be like, hey, Josh, you'd see him over there with his family and shit, you know, yelling around the fireplace.
Those people who had families and shit. Yeah.
I mean, up till I was 16 and that was the end of that. That was the end of the Pizza Hut personal pans. Shit got real personal. Yeah. Josh Wolf, thank you for doing this. It was great
Man,
to have you
so
here.
Much,
please
dude.
Plug and promote anything you'd like
JoshWolf.com for tour dates. And check out the podcast I do with my son called Hey Man, 3 A's, Hey Man, anywhere you get your podcast. And you can find it on YouTube and all that shit.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.